Wonderful to be here with you, and I'll just get Wilfred set up and ready to go here before I get going too far.
Yes, I'm almost done.
You're almost ready? Okay, good, good. I feel privileged to be here with you today for this very special day where we will together as the body of Christ affirm the ordination of Pastor Paul. And we will dedicate to the Lord and His purposes the new expansion to the building. So it's a great day. And we thank the Lord for this day. And I thank you, Pastor Paul, for this privilege to address the church this morning. And warm greetings to Aaron and Lisa this morning. Aaron in our office and working on our team at the district office. So maybe someone of you feels that I owe you an apology. After making you read all those names. So many names. So many strange and unfamiliar names. And you're thinking, why would he choose that passage for today? It's a list. It's a list of names. Just a boring list of names. Sometimes a list is more than just a list. Because of what the names on the list mean to you. I remember the tsunami that affected Southeast Asia in 2004. And there was a family that was caught up in the events of the tsunami. And their names were Henry Bennett, the husband and father. And Maria was the wife and the mother.
Maria 是那个妈妈.
And the tsunami wave devastated the resort where they were vacationing.
那个海啸来到,
and like many, they were swept miles from the coastline as the wave moved in. And in all of the chaos and the devastation, the family was separated. And Maria and one son found one another.
Maria和其他的兒子可以相遇到。She
was badly injured with a chest injury.
她的心口裡面受重傷。
Henry found the other two boys and they were united with each other.
而Henry找到另外那兩個兒子,他們兩個可以重逢。
But neither group knew that the other had survived.
但兩組人都不知道他們是否已經生存。
They had no idea.
他們不知道。
If they were alive or dead.
究竟他們已經生或者死呢?
And so, of course, they both set out on the journey to try and find one another.
所以他們出去找究竟他們是否生或者死。
Or to find out what had happened to the others.
去找究竟在當中發生了什麼事。
The movie is called The Impossible.
這套戲叫做《不可能》的。
And in their story, their situation, it ended very well because they found one another. But there were times in their journey to find each other and be reunited where they came to the places where the government had posted the lists. Or where an NGO, a non-government organization, had posted a list. Perhaps a list of confirmed fatalities. Or in some cases, a list of those who had survived who were now searching for family members. So they searched those lists intently. And of course, they were more than just lists.
当然,这个不单是名单那么简单,
to those family members.
对那些家人来说,
the list represented life or death.
在名单里面,
hope or hopelessness.
究竟他们有希望或者没希望呢?
Coming together as a family.
家庭团聚的时候,
or perhaps losing loved ones.
或者是家庭会永远分开,
So it was more than a list.
所以呢個名單唔單止名單咁簡單。
What you just read from Romans 16.
大家頭先我聽到牧師讀咗羅馬書十六章啦。
Is more than a list.
唔單止個名單。
Because the Apostle Paul carries these people in his heart.
因為保羅好關心呢啲嘅人。
Here is the background to that passage.
呢個嘅信息嘅背景係咩咧？
Paul knows all of these people that he greets.
保羅識得呢度咁多嘅人。
Even though he has not yet ever been to Rome.
雖然保羅從未曾去到羅馬。
These are people whose lives intersected Paul's.
因為啲人以前同保羅一齊相聚過嘅。
In the past, in other places.
喺以前好多嘅地方同保羅一齊相聚過嘅。
Places like Corinth or Ephesus.
喺哥林多或者係以弗所。
And these are people whom Paul considers to be spiritual friends.
呢啲人係保羅覺得係屬靈裏邊嘅朋友。
These are friendships that have Christ right at the center of the friendship.
呢啲友誼係基督喺當中嘅做中心嘅友誼。
These are people who came alongside him in the mission of Christ.
呢啲嘅人係同保羅一齊宣教嘅人。
Some of these people were in jail with Paul.
呢人曾經同保羅一同坐過監。
And actually, he's in jail as he writes this letter to the Romans.
其實保羅寫呢封書信嘅時候，保羅自己喺度坐緊監。
These are people who were rejected from certain cities and communities, like Paul was rejected.
呢人好似保羅咁，被其他城市嚟到係排除嘅。呢人就亦都係被啲城市嚟排除。
Rejected because of his proclaiming the gospel.
佢排除，因為佢哋喺當中嚟宣講福音嘅信息。
So these are people that Paul grew to know well and to know deeply.
所以保罗系好深入嘅认识呢班嘅人。
In some cases, after hours of conversation as they walked along a road,
喺好多嘅情况可能同保罗同嘅同行行咗好远嘅路。
In some cases, they took long ocean voyages together.
喺或者一啲嘅情况里边，保罗同佢一齐嚟到系倾洋渡海。
In some cases, they worshipped together in this city or that while Paul was there.
可能当中有人同保罗一同嘅嚟到喺唔同地方嘅嚟到敬拜。
And now, for one reason or another. These people have migrated to the city of Rome.
呢人咧去到罗马嘅当中
，where he is now sending the letter, the epistle to the Romans.
而保罗而家当中将呢个罗马书嘅书信带去罗马教会里边。
And his friends have come and gone and visited him in jail.
有好多人嚟到保罗探去嗰个保罗坐监地方探访佢。
They have brought him updates on all of these people.
咁可能將一啲嘅其他啲人嗰個嘅發生咩事話俾保羅聽，保羅聽。
He has followed their moves and their journeys.
佢跟住保羅嗰個嘅旅程。
And knows that they are now part of the church at Rome.
知道呢班人已經喺羅馬裏邊教會裏邊啦。
And he loves these people.
佢愛呢班嘅人。
These are people whose friendship was welded together with Paul.
呢班人同保羅一個好深好緊密嘅友情。
Through what they experienced together.
同保罗经历过好多嘅事情。
These are people who sacrificed for Jesus and for Paul.
啲人为着基督为着保罗牺牲过嘅。
Some of these people suffered alongside Paul.
呢班人其中有啲系同保罗一同嘅嚟到系受苦。
Some of these people invested in his ministry.
有啲人喺保罗嘅工作里边投资咗好多。
Some of these people were ridiculed and pushed out of a community just like Paul was.
有班人係俾佢嘅家庭、佢社區嚟到排除嘅。
And now his warm heart overflows towards them.
而家保羅喺當中嘅心裏邊湧出對呢班人嗰個熱情。
And he wants to greet them.
佢想同呢班人嚟到問安。
And his warm heart overflows in these greetings.
佢心裏邊湧出呢個問安。
Because he loves them.
因為佢愛佢哋。
And he wants to bless them from afar.
他願意在很遠的地方來向他們祝福。
And so he says, I want you to receive Phoebe.
我想你們接待菲比。
Phoebe is the woman who actually carried Paul's letter to the Roman believers.
菲比就是一個將保羅的封的書信帶去羅馬教會的人。
So she was formerly close to Paul physically.
以前菲比是跟保羅很親密的。
And now she has been trusted to carry the epistle to the Romans all the way to Rome.
所以保罗好相信佢将呢封嘅书信俾腓比带去罗马嘅教会。
And Paul says, "I want you to receive her warmly."
所以保罗话，请你哋嚟到系好热烈嘅嚟接待佢。
Give her any help that she needs.
帮助佢喺任何上嘅需要。
Because she has been a great help to a great many people.
因为佢对其他人好大嘅帮助。
This is a bit of an unusual situation.
一個好唔同嘅好特別嘅地方，係咪？
In a patriarchal culture.
喺一個嘅社會底下。
Paul not only entrusts the letter to Phoebe.
保羅唔單止將呢封信嚟到係交託俾阿菲比。
But I suspect that Phoebe had a significant teaching gift. She was mature in her faith.
我諗菲比亦都可能有一個好好嘅教導恩賜。
Because what's going to happen when the letter to the Romans is read in church?
因為你知唔知當你保羅書信喺羅馬教會讀出嚟嘅時候咧？
There's going to be questions.
有啲人有問題。
Phoebe, what do you think Paul meant in chapter 5?
佢菲比知唔知保羅喺羅馬書第五章講緊啲咩啊？
And so Paul blesses and affirms this woman of God.
所以保羅好信呢個嘅女士。
Who brings the letter to the Romans.
將封信帶去羅馬教會。
And then he says, I want you to greet Priscilla and Aquila.
我想你哋問巴基拉同埋阿居拉安。
A married couple.
一對嘅夫婦。
Tent makers like Paul.
一對嚟到係。
Worked with their hands and manufactured tents.
大職侍奉嘅一對人。
And also fellow teachers of the word of God in Corinth.
亦都喺哥林多裏邊咧，滿有神話語嘅人。
And now they have gone to Rome.
佢而家去到羅馬裏邊。
And Paul wants them to be greeted.
保羅叫佢問佢哋嘅安。
He says they risked their lives for me.
佢話佢哋為著保羅嚟到，甚至將佢頸項置諸度外。
And now they're hosting one of the house churches there in Rome.
而家喺羅馬裏邊有佢嗰個嘅家庭教會。
And I want all of you to know how thankful I am for Priscilla and Aquila.
我想你咁多人都知道，我為著巴基拉同埋阿居拉嚟到好感謝神。
And Paul says, I want you to greet Epaphroditus.
我想你亦都係嚟到係問以巴黎土安。
Because he is the very first convert to Christ in the whole province of Asia.
因為佢係喺以西亞裏邊，係喺基督裏邊初結嘅果子。
Paul could not forget the name.
保羅冇可能去忘記呢個名字。
Of the first person that he was aware of who gave their life to Jesus Christ the Messiah.
佢就係一個喺以西亞嘅裏邊呢邊初結一個嘅果子。
And now Epaphroditus is in Rome, and Paul wants to greet him.
而家以巴黎土喺羅馬裏邊嘅時候，佢想Paul叫佢哋嚟問佢嘅安。
In verse 6, Paul says, "Greet Mary."
喺第六節裏邊，佢亦都係問瑪利亞嘅安。
Who worked very hard for you?
她為你們多受勞苦。
We don't know what she did.
我哋唔知道瑪利亞做過啲乜嘢。
Did she teach the scriptures?
佢有冇喺教導聖經呢？
Did she greet people when they came to church?
佢有冇喺做司事咧？
Did she love to cook food and take it to people who needed food?
或者佢係中意嚟煮嘢食嚟到俾需要有食嘢嘅人咧？
We don't know.
我哋唔知道。
But Paul knows.
但係保羅知道。
And he says, "Please greet Mary."
佢話：請你問瑪利亞嘅安。
She's worked so hard for you.
她為你們多受勞苦。
In the Lord's name and for His sake.
為著主嘅名故嚟到係問佢安。
In verse 7, greet Andronicus and Junius.
喺第七節，佢話：你哋問安多尼古同埋尤利亞安。
Again, probably husband and wife.
可能佢哋係一個夫婦。
He says, "These are my relatives."
佢話：呢啲係我嘅親戚。
And they were in Christ before I was.
佢係比我仲更加信主之先。
They followed Jesus before I began to follow Jesus.
佢跟隨耶穌仲比我以先。
They are outstanding among the apostles.
佢哋喺使徒中係大有名望嘅。
Such affirmation.
一個好大嘅讚賞。
They are outstanding among the apostles.
喺使徒中大有名望嘅。
Verse 12. I want you to greet Tryphena and Tryphosa.
喺第十二節裏邊，佢話：我都想你問以菲拿同埋以富撒安。
What do you think of when you hear those two names?
當你聽到呢兩個名字，你諗緊啲咩咧？
They sound alike, don't they?
好似係咪 ？In Cantonese, not quite. But anyway,
they don't. Okay.
Yeah, you start with the first word.
I got you.
So, yeah. Okay.
These are adult sisters.
呢啲可能咧係一啲嘅姊妹嚟嘅。
In English, their names sound very similar.
喺英文裏邊咧，好似嘅名。
So that they may have been adult twins.
佢可能咧係孖生未定。
Perhaps never married.
可能未曾結婚嘅。
Or else their husbands were not believers. No husbands are mentioned. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa. Tryphena means dainty. And Tryphosa means delicate. But while their names were dainty and delicate, they knew how to work hard. They served the Lord Jesus by serving others. They rolled up their sleeves in service to Jesus. And then Paul says, I want you to greet, in verse 13, greet Rufus.
在第13節,欲想來問老夫的安,
chosen in the Lord.
老夫是在主裡面蒙揀選的。
This is an interesting phrase for Paul to use.
這個很特別的一句聖經。
Because of course it's true of everyone that he lists.
當然每一個都是被揀選的。
It's true of every believer.
每一個信徒都是被揀選的。
It's true of you.
你全部都是被揀選的。
To be in Christ is to be chosen. Scripture teaches that in all of us coming to faith in Christ, that there is a choosing work of God. And yes, there is a choice on our part to believe and receive. But all who are in Christ are chosen by Him. But he singles Rufus out. I want you to greet Rufus for me. He's chosen in the Lord. I wonder if Rufus was hard on himself. I wonder if Rufus struggled with his identity in Christ.
有時想,老夫會不會為著自己在基督裡面來掙扎?
I wonder if for some reason Rufus struggled to believe that Jesus really loved him.
我想,老夫會不會有時,他會思想說耶穌究竟是不是愛他的呢?
And had received him.
或者他會不會接受,耶穌會不會接受他呢?
Paul has no doubt.
保羅沒有猶豫到,
His loving heart overflows.
他的爱从心里面涌出来,
Greet my brother Rufus.
请你问老夫的安,
He's chosen in the Lord.
他是被主所拣选的,
and greet his mother also.
还来到是问老夫的妈妈安,
because she has been a mother to me, Paul, too.
因为他也好像我保罗一样成为我的妈妈那样。
What a wonderful thing for Paul to affirm in this woman. This is not Paul's earthly mother, biological mother. But this is a woman who mothered Paul. This is a woman who loved Paul as if he were her own son. We don't know how she mothered Paul. We don't know if she fussed over him. We don't know if she said to Paul, Now Paul, I know how absent-minded you are. I know you're going on another one of your long missionary journeys. Don't forget your extra socks. Don't forget your warm cloak. Not the summer cloak. The nights are too cold. Paul, I've made some dumplings for you. Because I know how much you love them. I want you to greet Rufus's mother. Because she has been like a mother to me. In Christ, Jesus has given me another mother.
在主里面神将这个女士赐了我成为我妈妈这样。
And on and on it goes in chapter 16.
在第十六章里面一路一路保罗是这样说。
Name after name.
很多个名字，一个名，一个又一个名字。
Greeting after greeting.
一个问安又一个的问安这样。
Recollection from the past after recollection.
记回以前一些的事，以前这个事。
Affirming.
来到肯定。
Thanking.
感谢。
Encouraging.
鼓励。
Blessing.
祝福。
Why on earth would I choose this passage for us today?
我点解今日要拣今日嘅经文呢？
Very simple answer.
一个好简单嘅原因。
The New Testament has a name for this kind of community.
喺新约里边有一个名，对一个咁样嘅团体嘅有一个名。
The New Testament has a name for the kind of community that shows affectionate love.
在新約裡面對一個這樣的團體，一個有感情的團體裡面有一個特別的名字。
The New Testament has a name for this kind of service for Jesus with each other.
在新約裡面有一個對一個這樣的團體互相的服侍的对一个咁嘅团体有一个特别嘅名。
The New Testament has a name for the community where people are actually willing to sacrifice for each other.
喺新约里边对一个咁嘅团体嘅名就系大家当一齐相聚，一齐嚟到为彼此牺牲嘅时候。
Where people show their love for Jesus by loving and serving each other.
佢爱人以致你要睇到点样爱耶稣基督。
The New Testament has a name for this kind of relational community.
在新約裡面有個名，對這些互相的有關係的團體裡面，對這個團體有個特別的名。
Where lives intersect with lives.
我們生命的互相的建造生命。
In service and sacrifice.
在我們那個的侍奉，我們互相的犧牲當中。
Where people speak well of each other.
我們大家彼此的讚揚。
In public and in private.
無論在私人裡面或者在公眾裡面。
Where people bless and lift one another.
我們大家來到居告大家，大家嚟讚揚大家。
Where people go out of their way to encourage and honor one another.
大家特別嘅嚟都係鼓舞、鼓勵大家。
The New Testament has a name for what we read about in Romans 16.
喺新約裏邊，對一個咁嘅團體，好似我頭先十六章所睇到嘅，有一個特別嘅名字。
The New Testament name for what comes out of Paul's heart and what's reflected in this passage.
喺新約裏邊，對頭先保羅喺十六章睇到保羅喺心裏邊湧出嘅。来到赞美这个团体里面有一个特别的名字。
The New Testament name for all of this is church.
在新约里面这个名字叫什么？叫教会。
This is church.
这个就是教会了。
Brought into existence by Jesus.
是耶稣基督叫他成为的。
Him as the centerpiece.
耶稣在这个教会的当中。
That energizes and animates everything else.
让我在当中得到力量。
Brought into his existence by his life and death and resurrection.
藉着他的生和死，以致我得到成为这个教会。
Where people entrust their lives to him.
以致我们愿意将我生命交给耶稣基督。
They are drawn together by the wooing of the Spirit.
因为这样的原因，圣灵将这帮人带在一起。
Into the community of faith.
成为这个团体。
The church.The people of God.
这神的子民。
And where the love of Christ that animates and has made alive their own spirit.
神的爱在当中来彰显，藉着圣灵在当中彰显神的爱。
Comes out of them.
在这当中来到是彰显到神的爱。
In service and greeting and honoring and sacrificing.
在服侍，在牺牲，在敬拜里面来到彰显到出来。
So on this day when we dedicate the expansion to the building.
在今天我们为了我们扩堂来到献礼的时候，
we celebrate the building.
我们为了这个建筑物来到是感恩。
Thank God for buildings.
我们感谢神赐给我这个建筑物。
It's a beautiful sunny day today.
一个很美丽的星期日。
But if it was raining heavily,
如果今天落雨的呢？
We'd be very grateful for this roof.
我们特别是多谢神给我这个建筑物。
Thank God for buildings.
感谢神给我的建筑物。
A church building can be a tool in the hands of Jesus.
教会的建筑物成为神手里边一个工具。
Useful to him.
被神来使用。
So that his mission goes forward.
以致他的大使命能够展出去。
We thank God for the building.
我感谢神给我们的建筑物。
But oh, so much more important than the building.
但更加比呢个建筑物重要嘅咧
？What's so much more fundamental than the building?
更加基要嘅咧就系咩咧
？Is you
就系你哋啦
？It's you
就系你哋
，gathered here by Jesus，
为咗耶稣基督一同嚟到聚集
，brought together into community，
被耶稣带埋一同嘅嚟到系聚集。
So on this wonderful day，
喺一个咁美丽嘅日子当中。
I want to thank you for being the Church of Jesus Christ.
多谢你成为咗基督嘅教会。
Thank you.
多谢。
And everywhere in this church,
喺当中每一位弟兄姊妹。
Everywhere in this church where there's sacrifice and service.
喺当中每一位弟兄姊妹嚟到互相牺牲嘅时候。
Love and honoring.
爱同埋为神嚟牺牲嘅时候。
Lifting and holding one another up，
互相高举、互相嘅提携嘅时候
，cherishing our friendships in Christ，
我哋珍惜我哋喺主里边嗰个嘅友情。
Everywhere we have that，
我哋喺边度一齐嘅时候
，we have the church，
我哋就有教会啦。
And we have something in common with the Apostle Paul，
我大家同保罗都有一个共同嘅地方。
So Cantonese congregation of Westwood Alliance Church，
所以粤语部嘅弟兄姊妹
，on this special day。
在一个这么特别的日子
I thank God for all of you.
为着你感谢神
And my exhortation is simply this.
我今天向大家的信息就是
Please keep on being the church.
请你继续成为教会
God bless you.
神祝福你们
Thank you, Pastor Errol, for the beautiful message. 当我哋系神所预备、所话我哋赐嘅一个教会嘅时候，我哋就系当中嘅教会。让神使用我哋当中每一个嘅弟兄姊妹，让我哋成为呢一个社区嘅一个嘅恩福。